The 1936 Berlin Olympics gave Adolf Hitler an ideal showcase for Nazi propaganda. Director Leni Riefenstahl's famous film of the Games, Olympia, illustrates the sporting prowess and political context of the tournament. On the outskirts of Berlin, conservationists are attempting to restore a remarkable physical remnant of the Games. The village where 3,878 athletes lived and trained still survives, but only just. Jens Becker is from the Deutsche Credit Bank Foundation, which is funding much of the work. He took VOA on a behind-the-scenes tour, including the swimming pool, where the external renovations cost $2.7 million.
I think the village is not very well known in Germany. We're quite a secret. This is a nice situation because when the people get in here, they're sometimes very surprised about all the things which are here standing over 75 years now.
One building has been fully restored, the accommodation block that was home to American sprinter Jesse Owens. Displays tell how the man from Alabama won 4 gold medals, destroying Adolf Hitler's hopes that the Games would demonstrate the supposed superiority of the Aryan race. A letter from a fan urges Owens to refuse to accept a medal from blood-stained hands. He never saw it. It was intercepted by the Gestapo, the German secret police. This running track is the same size as the one that was built in the Olympic Stadium, about 10 miles from here. It's where Jesse Owens would have practiced for his gold medal-winning runs. A few dozen German tourists visit every day. Local school groups are taken here to learn the nation's history.
We always try to put the subject also inside these exhibitions because this was called the Village of Peace, but indeed Nazi propaganda didn't stop at the doors of the village.
There were early signs of militarism. A carved mural in the on-site theatre shows marching German soldiers.
It was the first time that they really said, OK, we will have the Olympic Village. Later on, it will be used as a garrison. But indeed, when the athletes arrived here, they had the best facilities ever had in any Olympic village before.
Days after the athletes left, hundreds of soldiers moved in. The former dining hall of the nations served as a hospital for wounded German troops during World War II. After 1945, the Soviet army came, painting communist propaganda on the walls, including a mural showing Soviet troops planting the hammer and sickle flag on the German parliament. With the fall of communism, the former village was abandoned in 1992 and neglected for more than a decade. Next month, a tournament will be held here featuring German Olympians who have just returned from London, part of a determined effort to create a living museum of 20th century history. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, Berlin.